We talk about the high dropout rate in American schools. Generally, around 65 to 75% of our students make it all the way through high school on the first try. And we're working to get that all the way to 100%. In the African country of Malawi, the numbers are the inverse of ours. Something like 75% of kids drop out of school before they finish. Today's guest got all through school in Malawi and became the first person to paraglide in his country. Godfrey Masauli became the subject of a documentary, The Boy Who Flies, and he continues to use his accomplishments to inspire people in his country. He's joined by Matt Vogel from Southern Oregon University, who is helping to sponsor an airing of the movie, a screening of the movie, The Boy Who Flies, tonight at 7 in the Rogue River Room in the Stevenson Union at Southern Oregon University. Godfrey, welcome. Good to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
And Matt, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
So tell us a bit about what happened to you. So you had an interest in flying for a very long time, as I understand it.
Yes, I had an interest to fly since I was 5 years old. Finished high school, no opportunity to fly. Until 8 years later when I came across a Canadian in our village, and he told me that he had something that he could actually fly with. The moment he said this thing could fly, I said, I would love to do it. So 2 weeks later, I took it to our highest mountain, where for the first time and alone, I jumped off a 6,000-foot mountain.
But you had never successfully paraglided before.
I had never successfully paraglided before. I'd never seen a paraglider fly before. It was my first time just to fly.
Do you remember the sounds that came out of you as you came off that that cliff?
I remember clearly. I was very excited and scared at the same time. I remember screaming. I remember forgetting that I had the camera in my hands. And I remember mostly the sounds of children below screaming the word, "It is indeed possible. It's indeed possible." That's what I recall every day.
And so the Canadian filmmaker, the one who actually put together The Boy Who Flies, what was his purpose for being in Malawi in the first place?
It's insane. He just had a dream in Canada of visiting Africa and teaching someone how to fly. And then all he was doing was following that dream. Amazingly, out of 15 million people, I came in contact with him.
And he just happened to, there you were. The one person in Malawi who really seemed to have a greater interest in flying than just about anybody else. You said that you actually did finish high school, but there was still no possibility of flying. Why not? What was holding you back from becoming a pilot or doing something with getting into the air in Malawi?
Oh, wow. So to begin with, there's no flying school in Malawi. But even if there was any, after I finished high school, I was selling firewood, earning 6 cents a day. And I was trying to save that so I could become a pilot. But to be realistic, based on those earnings, I would become a pilot. I would start to learn to fly at 105 years old. So it was a dream that everybody said, you are going to become a pilot when pigs fly. So that was the first thing. And then I was lucky to find a job in construction, earning 35 cents an hour. And that really got me closer to my dream. I was going to start learning to fly at 35 years old. But still, there was just no opportunity for me. I had a burning dream, but no opportunity. That was really the main issue. Until the day that I got this opportunity from a Canadian, that's when I just went for it.
And tell us the name of the filmmaker again,
Benjamin Jordan.
Ben Jordan, okay.
Yes.
And he's the one who put this all together. And he basically turned you into his tour guide, right? He said, I'll teach you to do this if you'll be my tour guide in Malawi.
Yeah, I'm the one who offered him the deal to say, I'll show you Malawi, and you just have to show me how to fly this thing. That was the deal. 700 kilometers of riding a bicycle, that's when I realized my dream to fly.
700 kilometers of riding a bicycle?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, because that's how much time you spent around the country with
that's
them?
That's how much time we rode the bicycle, yes.
Godfrey Masauli is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's known in Malawi as The Boy Who Flies. There's a documentary film by the same name screening tonight at Southern Oregon University. It's our second visit with Godfrey. And you can visit with us as well. 800-838-3760 around the listening area. 800-838-3760 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Check out our Facebook page. There's a picture of Godfrey and Matt Vogel sitting here waiting for the program to go on the air just a few minutes ago. So once you had flown the first time then, first of all, what happened when your feet finally touched the ground?
Oh, my goodness. It's, it was just, I just could not believe it. It was like, I felt like I was still dreaming, and I just remember hundreds and hundreds of kids coming towards me, women coming to hug me, kids were doing flips, and I was just so excited. And the thing that they were asking me was, really, you've done it. We couldn't believe it. Do you think we can do it too? And there I was, like, then in a position of saying, I believe you can because I just did it. You just saw me do it. At this point, they were not thinking I was Jesus because they could see that this is Godfrey now. It's no longer someone else. So since that day, my life just changed. Like, I just became a totally different person because of that experience.
And so what have you done to try to continue the level of inspiration that you bore to the kids on that day?
So from that day, that was like 3 years ago. I started then visiting schools, inspiring kids to follow, to have dreams and also to stay in school in efforts to help reduce the school dropout rate, which is about 74% at the moment. And then when I started doing this, I didn't know that more schools would start inviting me. I didn't know the interest would grow more and more. And over a period of 3 years, I've visited 102 schools in my own capacity. And I have seen kids who dropped out of school getting back to school. Parents have come to me to invite me to speak to their children and to say, hey, can you help our child to, you know, find out what he really wants? And I find that when a child realizes their dream or, you know, identify it, it's easier for them now to be in school because they find some purpose for that. So paragliding has just put me in a position to inspire kids and young adults too, like, to have a dream and to follow their passions in Malawi.
And what is the government of Malawi doing, if anything, to try to assist this process along? I mean, they got a great spokesperson in you to say, hey, kids, stay in school. But, I mean, are they doing much to improve schools, to work with you, to improve the rate at which people stay in school?
Well, the challenges for the government are just enormous. And they know that I do this. I've tried to say, hey, do you think you can help promote this program or sponsor this program? But it hasn't been in their budget so far. And they have supported me in a way by giving me letters of recognition so that as I visit schools, you know, schools should know that this is what I do and they should receive me. So their part in recognizing me officially is what I'm grateful for the moment.
So I know there's got to be at least one kid who's asked you along the way. It's like, you know, we can't all run into a Canadian filmmaker who needs to be led around our country. So, you know, what's the break that we can get? I mean, how do you get the message across to them that they can help produce some of their own luck in a place where there's maybe not a great deal of luck?
Mm-hmm. You see, so many kids have asked me that. But not just kids, but also adults. Because people, when we finish school, there are really not opportunities there. And for me, my heart is into, all right, here are kids whom I'm helping them to identify their dreams. But what happens when they grow up, when they finish high school? This is where now I'm seeing, like, there's real work in us trying to bring opportunities within the country where we can help each other as Malawians. So I'm now working on a program that I developed interest to become a social entrepreneur where I can start these businesses that will provide opportunities to Malawians, to the youth especially, who after finishing school, they have no employment, they have nothing they can go for.
What is there in the way of industry or jobs available in Malawi, and what is the country doing to bring money in from outside, which is probably what would increase the wealth overall?
It's been a tough call, to be honest. The job opportunity so far hasn't really improved much. And for youth, it's very hard, especially without education. The demand for employers is just way, way high for someone who is not highly educated or someone who hasn't been to university. On my end, what I've tried to encourage the youth is to use our hands to make things that, you know, can benefit us. For example, right now, I've inspired about 18 youth who are making hand bracelets from recycled materials. They have the inscription.
I see one on your wrist now.
Yeah. So these are made by youth in our village. They say it is possible. Ndizotega in our language. And by selling these bracelets, they are able like to send their siblings to school. A few of them were able to support their families just by selling these bracelets. And now I tell them, look, if we can have ideas like these, instead of just relying on the government, one way or the other, we'll be getting closer towards achieving our dreams or, you know, making a living in Malawi. And I've seen this really work, the idea of having bracelets and selling them. Because they're not just making bracelets of the way it is possible, but now they are able to make bracelets with people's names on it. And they are able to go to town and sell these bracelets. And amazingly, they have no job. They are no longer worried about a job, but they are more concerned about developing this business, which in my part, I'm helping them to market them in places that I visit, like here in USA.
You know, I know that you come back to the Rogue Valley from time to time. What is your link to the Rogue Valley?
What is my what?
Your link. What brings you to the Rogue Valley? Who do you know here?
So I'm here because I'm here under the sponsorship of Themo Traga Paragliding. My host Kevin Lee is the one who flew me from Malawi, so he could give me more training in paragliding. He was really concerned about my safety.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, that one launch off the mountain after being on the flats.
Yeah,
for a long time.
And I have to say that after staying here for 5 months, I've learned more than I knew in 3 years, and I feel now more safe to go back to Malawi, fly as much as I can, while at the same time inspiring these youth. And now, under the sponsorship of the Southern Oregon University, MAT, I'm now presenting the movie and presenting my products, the bracelets, at the Southern Oregon University tonight.
There's a Godfrey Masauli and the Boy Who Flies tonight. Matt Vogel, come in here and let us know a little bit about what the event is about tonight.
Yeah, that's a great question. We got a few of us who work here on campus in student life. We got an email from a woman named Asha Goldstein who had worked here in the Student Health and Wellness Center and is now in private practice in town as a counselor. And she said, you really have to bring this guy to campus. He's great. It'll be a really great program. We sort of were busy. It was a busy time of year last fall. We sort of ignored the email for a month. And then a few of us decided to say, let's make this happen. This looks really interesting. And so it was folks from the outdoor programs office and myself. We met with Godfrey and we said, wow, he's a great human being. And I think, you know, having people have more of an inspirational message, it seems right now in life, things are very challenging. There's many social issues going on, and to be able to have sort of a positive, uplifting message is great. And so we will have, and he mentioned the bracelets tonight on campus. The DVDs will be for sale for $20 and bracelets will be for sale for $10. And that money all goes back to youth in Malawi for school supplies, uniforms, books, et cetera.
And so, Godfrey, what are some of the next steps? What are some of the things you want to do when you get back to Malawi this time?
I'm looking forward to engaging more with the youth in Malawi. And I'm also looking forward to establishing my inspirational program, Malawi Center for Inspiration, where we will just base all our programs on. And then I'm looking forward to visiting as many schools as I can, establishing these inspirational centers in all these schools, and do all this so that I can be in touch or more connected to the youth. And then we can just have inspired youth of Malawi, more connected and more organized. That's what I'm looking forward to.
How many people live in Malawi? How big is the country total?
Right now we have just over 15 million people, and over half of the population are the youth.
Really? So yes. It's a very young country.
It is.
So somebody like yourself who can inspire people is inspiring a good chunk of the population.
It's more than the population, yes, of Malawi.
When you think back, I mean, this is just, how many, was it just 3 years ago?
Yes.
This all happened? Okay. And your life is just so completely different from what it was back then.
Completely different. And I can tell that I'm just so happy that I was, at a very young age, I was inspired to have a dream. And it's just that dream that I had, that I nurtured, that I think has brought me this far. Without that dream, I would have given up on life very long time ago.
Now, so the paragliding is one thing, and this is gliding with a parachute, basically, and some steerable controls. How about you and a pilot's license? Is that in the works? Are you studying to get a pilot's license?
In the future, I would, given an opportunity.
But that, you still don't have that opportunity available to you yet.
No, not yet. But I'm using what I have right now, and I'm really enjoying paragliding because of the affordability in Malawi, and also the fact that I can fly in schools.
And have you trained a lot of kids to paraglide yourself?
No. I haven't been in a position to train other people to paraglide, yes. I've been developing myself more as a solid pilot. And in the near future, when I feel ready, I will teach people who are willing to learn to fly in the safest way possible.
Now that you mentioned that you've had a lot of training in the last 5 months, do you know some things that when you think back about what you were doing before, it seems like that was really dangerous what you were doing?
Oh, yeah. Many times I mean, flying in Malawi on your own has really been a challenge. I'm really glad that I'm alive today. I've put myself in conditions that I think I...
Have you had some close calls?
I think so.
But you're here to talk about it, and that's a good thing. So The Boy Who Flies is the documentary film about Godfrey Masauli and the way he's been inspiring people in Malawi with being the first paraglider there. The screening is tonight at 7 at the Rogue River Room at the Stevenson Union. The admission is free, hosted by the Southern Oregon University Outdoor Program and Health Promotions Office. I want to thank Matt Vogel for bringing Godfrey by. I want to thank Godfrey for coming by once again. Always a pleasure to visit with you. Come back and see us next time you're around.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again.
You bet.